Welcome to episode 312 of the 2-Minute Takeaway Podcast. Hi, I'm Ken Ogle. Let's talk about interruptions at work by your coworkers. Recently, a viewer of my ongoing productivity video series, which you can find on my YouTube channel, reached out to me with this problem. For him, it's a challenge that's hurting the quality of his work, has him considering quitting his job, and is bringing a lot of work stress home to his family. Let's call him Brian. He works at a job where a high level of concentration is required. Some of his coworkers apparently have lighter workloads and like to come over and talk to him. Brian does not mind this for a few minutes once in a while. Unfortunately, he finds himself constantly interrupted by coworkers. He's struggling to work in a revolving door of distractions. Brian has taken a couple of steps to try to fix the situation. He'll leave his work area for a few minutes when a talkative coworker appears. Brian has also asked for help from his supervisor. These were good steps, but the results have been disappointing. Brian has found that as soon as he returns to his work area, so do the talkers. They don't get the hint that he's busy and doesn't want to chat. Brian says he did talk to his supervisor about the problem. The boss was sympathetic, but has taken no action to protect Brian's time or given more work to the talkers. We don't know if the supervisor lacks competence or is unable to make any changes due to unknown factors. We do know Brian feels stuck in a bad situation. It's not uncommon to have people who are less motivated than you at work. The problem is they will drag you down to a lower performance level. It's a challenge to try to change someone else's behavior when you have no supervisory power over them. Sometimes you can put up a sign that says, "Can't talk now, come back later," when you have to focus on important tasks. Over time, you can put the sign up more and more. You're training people not to bug you. A similar tactic has you wear headphones, making it harder to start a conversation. I realize in both these cases, some people won't get the hint. So what's your best way to get rid of someone who doesn't like to work? If the person continues to hang out in your area, then give that person some of your work. It can be something simple, like cleaning or filing. You can say, "Hey, I'd love to hang out, but I've got a lot of work to do. So if you want to stick around, I'll need you to help me with some stuff." Obviously, you're not the person's boss, but there's no reason why you can't ask for help. I've found people will either help out or start to avoid your area because you've created an expectation of work and productivity. All of these strategies are designed to make people understand your area is not the break room. Final thoughts. If the problem and the stress from it continues, Brian may want to look for a job elsewhere. This kind of departure should be a well-thought-out process. Not every work situation is perfect, and the same applies to coworkers. There's also a chance the low-performing colleague may leave the organization, either by choice or by firing. Would you like to bring me to your next meeting? Find out more about my speaking presentations and check out some video clips at my website, kenokle.com. While there, you can also learn more about my book, Stuck on Yellow, which gives you 26 productivity principles you can use right away. And don't forget, our productivity video series has new episodes coming out every week. Again, you can check it out at kenokle.com. K-E-N-O-K-E-L. I'm Ken Ogle. Take care.